And now some news from the world of sports, and I want to get the caveat out of the way first because I really don't want to diminish what may have been the best and most important win of the season so far for the Boston Bruins. The Bees faced the defending Stanley Cup champion Chicago Blackhawks at TD Garden last night, a team that's bolstered its already stacked roster with big trade deadline pickups and is expected by many to win the Cup again. And the Bruins won the game 4-2. Now, the caveat is that the Hawks were playing their second road game in as many nights, traveling to Boston right after their defeat of Detroit the night before, and so a fatigue factor has to be accounted for. But that said, the Bruins played a perfect game against a high-flying Hawks team by clamping down on defense, not allowing Chicago's fastest skaters to fly through the neutral zone, and capitalizing on their own chances on offense. The Bruins scored first after some good work along the boards by Brad Marchand and Patrice Bergeron, who wheeled and wristed a top-shelf goal marking point number 606 for his career. That ties him with Terry O'Reilly on the all-time Bruins list. After the Hawks tied the game at 1, Brad Marchand continued his career season with a wicked wrister of his own, good for his team-leading 33rd goal of the year. The prettiest goal of the night came seconds after the Bruins had killed off a Chicago power play, with David Krejci starting a 3-on-2 rush with a dish to newly acquired defenseman John Michael Lyles, who showed a burst of speed the Bruins have desperately needed on the blue line, and he flipped a saucer pass right onto Louis Erickson's stick. He deflected it, one-timed it top shelf past Scott Darling to increase the Bees' lead to 4-1, a lead they would not give up. The win also marked a milestone for coach Claude Julien, who is now tied with the legendary Art Ross for most wins in franchise history. But the Bruins cannot rest on the laurels of this victory much as they'd like to. Coming to town tomorrow night is Alex Ovechkin and the top team in all of hockey right now, the Washington Capitals. And that test is followed by 6 of 8 games on the road, including back-to-backs against the first and second place Florida Panthers and Tampa Bay Lightning, respectively, as the Bruins enter their toughest stretch of the season, which coincides with the home stretch push for the playoffs. The Pittsburgh Penguins broke up in a tight game against the New York Rangers in Steel City last night, scoring 3 goals in a span of just over 2 minutes near the end of the second period, going on to a 4-1 win. Rangers goalie Henrik Lundqvist was visibly frustrated in this one. He was called for a delay of game penalty after intentionally knocking his net off the moorings and then throwing it against the boards. That followed a collision with his own defenseman Ryan McDonagh just seconds earlier. The Penguins scored on the ensuing power play. Sidney Crosby, Evgeny Malkin, and Patrick Hornquist all scored for the Pens in that game-deciding 2-minute stretch. The Montreal Canadiens are playing out the string at this point, but they still gave the LA Kings a good run for their money last night out on the left coast. But it wasn't enough, as Anze Kopitar and Tanner Pearson scored less than 3 minutes apart early in the first period, while Dwight King scored on a breakaway in the third. That led to the Kings' 3-2 victory over the Habs. The Division I Boys High School Hockey Championship game is set, and it should be a great matchup featuring top-seeded BFA St. Albans against number 2 Essex after BFA dispatched Spalding 4-1 last night. Hunter Kerouac and Connor Wood each scored twice for BFA. Title game is set for March 10th at Gutterson Fieldhouse on the UVM campus in Burlington. In Division II, Jackson Felis and Max Carr each had 2 goals as Stowe beat Burn Burton 5-1. The Raiders will shoot for their third straight Division II title in the final next Thursday. The Division II girls' final is set after Mount Mansfield dispatched Rice 6-1 last night. The Cougars will skate against top-seeded U32 Wednesday at the Gut. Division III girls' basketball seniors Emily Bowes poured in 15 points to lead top-seeded Enosburg past defending champs Richford 49-35. Number 2 Thetford got by Williamstown 44-30. The State High School Nordic Ski Championships wrapped up at Rikert yesterday in Division I. The North Country girls team emerged the winner. Callie Young won the 5K Classic. North Country also took the team relay. On the boys' side, it was Mount Mansfield. The Cougars taking top honors. Sophomore Greg Burt won the individual freestyle event. CVU came in second. Division II, Middlebury boys' team came out on top with U32, the runner-up. Scott Mooney of Burn Burton posted the fastest time in the individual competition. And the U32 girls took first place in Division II, with Woodstock coming in second place.